Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The FAA, the Aviation Administration, says that Boeing's software fix for its 737 MAX airliner is operationally suitable.
No. Nope. I'm telling you, man, my wife won't get on one of those flights now, those particular planes. So I'll have to look around, find out who doesn't fly those. Delta doesn't fly them now, so I'm not going to go.
But even the ones that do, the amount of flights that they use them for is in the low single digits.
I know, but you still have to look for it to make sure it's not a MAX. You're right. There's some big cities to big cities, though. I saw that story.
Who is head of the FAA? Somebody who hates planes?
Probably.
Wants them all to fall
out of the
sky.
Doesn't believe in flying.
Yeah.
No, hates people.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Doesn't believe man was meant to fly.
Actually, there's about 10 positions not even filled yet in that particular.
Yeah, there's all acting.
Right. Not even acting. Some are just none. Some are just none. It's a crazy stat, but people won't pay attention to.
Yeah, you kind of need a regulatory body you can trust in an instance like this.
And not a guy that used to have run Boeing.
Yeah, and what was the term?
Operationally functional.
Suitable, you said.
Suitable. Sorry. Yeah. Operationally suitable.
I'd like to hear something a little more reassuring than
right.
that.
Yeah. Completely good to go. That's what I'd like to hear.
Well, what's wrong with operationally suitable?
I don't want to hear that for a flight.
These are the MAX jets.
Yeah, suitable for operation.
So I'm just afraid they're going to put those into action before they're supposed to be in action.
Of course they are.
Before they're fully functional.
Of course they are. Too much regulation, Todd. Killing the economy.
Obama's job-killing regulations. How about passenger-killing non-regulations?
Yeah, there you go. How about that?
There's an actual compromise in there somewhere. We have governing bodies for instances like this. So it limits the number of cockroaches that show up in your salad.
There you go. I think it's down to one now.
Yeah.
It's just extra protein, man.
Right. The number of maggots that can show up in your jar of peanut butter.
Oh.
That's why we have
regulatory
committees.
I like peanut butter. Stop it.
Hey, man. You're ruining my smoothie later.
So I was ruining the smoothie
last night.
I just get so tired of looking at it.
Ask that Facebook.
The government. Exactly. Well, you know what? The government isn't whoever you hate in Washington, D.C.
No.
The government is a guy out there pounding the potholes.
Yes.
Fix it.
Yes.
The government is a local.
Yes.
It's a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
And generally, it's
firemen. It's cops.
Sure, it's a lot of people who actually want to help you.
Right. Well, because they fall for the narrative and they're stupid. That's why. I hate to be blunt about it, but
I want to know, change the subject completely. I want to know if there's competition among road crews.
To see who fills the most potholes?
No, to see who fills them best.
Oh.
And to see which stretch of road didn't get a pothole. I want to know if road crews are driving around saying, see, this is the road that we built. Not like those other freaks that can't build a decent road because it's full of potholes.
They did a better job.
Yes, because
building
they did
the road.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to know if that is a thing.
Well, all roads, even good roads, there's going to be potholes. That's just the weather.
But you see that some roads aren't as filled as others.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's pride in any job, you know?
But I want to know if they can narrow it down. This is my crew.
This is my hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either this is my hole.
This is my crew. This is my hole.
Yeah. Either this is my hole or this is my stretch of road.
Yeah. Right.
Very few, negligible on the potholes.
Right. Wow. This is my
set of.
Yeah. We did this stretch of road. And there's no potholes.
Yeah, I want to know if there is that.
And I was the foreman.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But then you got to identify the guys that aren't doing very well.
My buddy of mine snags some people just all, it's easy to find road crews that aren't doing dick.
And it looks like it, at least.
Right, exactly. And there's like four guys standing around a puddle, and the one dude said, if you look close, that shovel's got a kickstand on it. What a great line.
That's harsh.
It is harsh. It is. But it did look like four lazy guys standing around a pothole, and I understand that's tough work, and thank you, because
absolutely.
There's potholes all around the country now because of the weather.
And that's easy pickings to find some guy.
I know, but it's a funny line now.
Works for the DOT, standing in his truck.
Yeah.
In the meantime, there's 100 other guys busting their ass.
Oh, yeah. This guy's did have a kickstand.
Right, to get the job right. But I hope there was a little, there's some pride in workmanship. I'm sure there is.
According to the calls, yes. I don't want to put any through because I don't want to disparage anybody else.
Okay.
But there's some hardcore S talking going on between
guys.
Some of the when they come from different agencies.
Oh, I got it.
You know.
Well, it makes sense that there would be.
Yep.
And that's good.
It's great.
That's good. Competition is healthy.
I'm glad people are calling.
Good hole fillers out there.
Great hole fillers.
No, I like the ones who build the roads right in the first place.
No, potholes,
or those.
That doesn't
and
matter,
eliminate
though.
The number of holes that need to be filled.
They
or,
do build
or
the
Or at
roads.
Least keep it to a minimum.
That's not possible. The roads are built perfectly, and potholes happen because of weather. That's just physics.
Well, some bits of road are better than others.
Yeah.
You will find that some are less filled with potholes than others.
We have more roads here in the city, though, but obviously with the floods going on through the Midwest, check out those roads. They can't go anywhere. They're just wiped out.
No, there's nothing you can do about that.
No.
But like the smack talkers on the phone that were just talking to Puss. Yeah, mm-hmm. There are guys who can put together a better stretch of road than the other guys.
Yeah. No, they're better pothole fillers, right, Puss?
No. Either way.
Who's calling?
No, I think they're better about building the roads in the first place.
Building the roads or filling the potholes.
Yeah,
either one.
Little of both, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Those freaks couldn't build a road.
Yeah, except throw in some F-bombs and S-bombs.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to talk like a construction worker.
Out of Niagara Falls, police needed to be called to a memorial gathering to honor a deceased family member. Officers were called to a large fight and quickly got most of the people to leave.
Oh, fight at the funeral?
Yeah. One woman refused to leave, and officers twice had to use force to restrain her after initially giving the name of her sister. Turns out 26-year-old Pleasure Cox was charged with two counts of disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, second-degree criminal impersonation, and lawful possession of the marijuana.
What's why criminal person? Who's she impersonating?
Her sister. You can't tell the cops the different name.
Oh, once she got busted, yeah, like Dick
she
Face.
Initially gave the name of her sister. What's your name?
I you should can't use say, that one. Said Dick.
You
Face.
Cannot say Dick Face.
I did, yeah. And the cop was really cool.
Exactly,
because he really could have.
He
not
could
been
have
cool.
charged you,
and I could have said Pleasure Cox. I wish I would have said that. What's your name,
right.
Pleasure Cox?
Well, they added more charges after Miss Cox allegedly was found with a pocket knife after she was jailed at police headquarters.
Oh, you can't bring the pocket knife to police headquarters?
Apparently not.
I'm guessing the cops probably ask you, do you have any weapons on you before they arrest you? And you need to say yes if you do.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
I've never been asked that.
Have you been frisked?
I've never been busted at a funeral either, by the way.
No.
You know? No.
And I've never gone by the name of Pleasure Cox.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't gone by the name.
Yeah, it could be something you say behind your back, Todd.
Doubtful.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.